welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back.
Check.
Check, Mike.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
I've been waiting to tell you this.
Mr. Cartier. What?
I listened to a podcast on Barstool.
Yeah.
I think it's KFC Radio, which is their
initials. Kentucky Fried Chicken Radio?
No, it's their initials. Guess what their theme song is?
Welcome back?
Yeah, but it's like some like, I mean, it is the, it has like some beats behind it, but it's like, yes.
Oh, no.
I just want everybody to know that I did not know that whenever we picked our song.
Hey, we knew it before them. We used to sing it.
We knew it. Well, they probably had a podcast longer, but. We've known it since Mr.
Everybody
Cotter himself.
Everybody thinks great minds alike.
Yes.
Something like that.
Yes.
So what's been happening?
Yeah, we didn't podcast last week.
Same old?
Well, quarantine is over.
Yeah, as of night one last week.
So,
and it's 100 degrees, so it's killing it.
It's killing me.
Corona and DFW.
It's killing me.
Little wussy.
I think I need...
I'm hot.
I need some kind of like a 12-step program. Like I have to go out for 5 minutes and then come back in and then the next day 10 minutes.
You should turn your air conditioner off and so you can get acclimated to the heat.
No. I haven't put it over 70 in 3 months. After it stops freezing, it goes back to 69.
Dang, so. That's nice.
Yeah, I like it when I open the apartment and I get like a chill rush out.
I know. I put mine on 71 in my bedroom at night, but then it's back to 74 in the daytime.
I think it's on 70. You change it. Maybe I should change it when I leave.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got a small apartment. I guess your bill's not that crazy, but it'd probably be half the price if you did that.
Wow. That's like one of those things that they don't teach you in a high school.
Yeah, because your mom always did it.
Well, but nobody says turn your air down when you leave for work.
Oh, yeah. I think everybody does.
Nobody said it to me.
Well, anyhow, it's hot. Corona's dying. Thank goodness.
But
we did a shopping today.
Yeah, we went shopping. We went to the mall. We
only had to wear one face mask.
Yeah, and it wasn't even... Was it required or recommended?
Well, it's... She told the girls in front of us it was required in Dallas County, but that's not true. It's not required or part of the law anywhere. It's recommended. Now,
well,
some stores refuse to let you shop, which is that's their right. The government is not making it mandatory.
Let her shop!
So, if you go to Costco, you cannot shop if you don't have a mask.
Do they still have samples at Costco?
I know. That's where a lot of people probably not being able to get their free lunches. Just walking around eating samples all day on Saturday. I don't know.
I know. That is a good plan. Or the hot dog guy at Lowe's.
He's not there.
I know.
I looked for him.
I know.
I wanted a hot dog.
I know.
That's the best on Saturday, like at 1. When you're, you know, you had a late breakfast and you go to Lowe's for stuff and then you want a hot dog when you're walking out. Not there.
Well, but we've been keeping track of our TV.
Yes.
Let's talk.
Just wish something would happen there.
What do you mean?
They're just fighting over the same stupid crap week after week.
Let's talk about Below Deck Sailing Reunion.
Yeah, that was a little interesting.
I seem to be the only person in this world that liked this show.
No, our number one fan likes it too.
I liked it. I thought it was great drama. The Chief Stew was a bitch. Adam was Adam. The little second and third stews were getting in trouble.
Minions.
Yeah. It has all the makings of a great...
Just was a notch lesser than the real
Below Deck.
I think
that they said that, though. At the beginning, they said that. They were like, this is like...
But I think all the way around. Not just the physical boat. I mean, because the boat was the boat. But the scenery in Greece was spectacular. It was much better than when they were in Fiji and wherever. But it's just, I think because it was so small... The cameraman couldn't get good angles. we couldn't hear. I couldn't understand a lot of what they were saying. I think because it was just too small. I don't know.
Well, this was a show that I didn't look at my phone, so I was watching all the subtitles, so I never missed anything.
Yeah, when they have to put subtitles when the people are talking to each other in the laundry room.
Yeah.
I mean, I just, it was difficult to watch and stay engaged for me.
Well, on the reunion, they confirmed that Padgett has no feelings for Georgia under Ciara's reign.
Good answer, Padgett.
Yeah.
One of the questions. Padgett, if you weren't dating Ciara, would you have dated Georgia? And he says, oh, no, that wouldn't have happened. It's like,
yeah, what kind of a question is that?
Good answer.
Padgett is the guy that is every single other guy in this world, that he has a girlfriend. He has a companion. Why go stir up the pot and find someone else when Ciara's loyal and available? And Georgia would probably be like risky and
she'd have liked him for 5 minutes and been on to her music career in another,
I know,
in another land
that Ciara never wants to hear again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
playing that dang song that she played all the time.
She got a good deal with getting to play that so much.
Every episode, she played her guitar.
I know.
I don't know. But yeah, Padgett, unlike a lot of guys, realized that this was probably not the best decision.
Yeah, so maybe
most guys would have thought with their other head and been in trouble.
Well,
so I have to hand it
good
to
Padgett. Good job, Padgett.
Good job.
All the edits that he was like saying Ciara smelled bad and was like in his way and like gross.
I think that's
pretty harsh.
Yeah, but I don't know. He said they used to have private time in the shower.
Was that on this boat?
Yeah.
Oh.
They said, how is it working together? You know,
I thought
they've
been on the new boat. I guess it doesn't matter.
No, I think it's on the because
they were working with
on the series.
Why would they have not showed that?
I don't know.
I think that was on the new boat.
I don't know.
Because he said Georgia, Padgett, and Ciara were working together again on a new boat.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I don't give a crap about them. I like Jenna and Adam's story, and Adam is so...
Yeah, there's nothing about him that is attractive.
He's
insecure and mean.
And he's condescending.
He's mean.
Conceited. Yeah.
Because he's insecure.
What do you think your relationship's going to be like, you know, after this, Jenna? Where do you stand? Ask Adam. It's like, what the heck are you? Just this, you know, a doormat?
Well, it's ironic because she acts like such a hard bitch to everybody else. Yeah. And then to him, it's like
a lap dog.
I've seen
literally
I've seen
he
that.
Had a lap dog.
Huh? I've seen that a lot.
Yeah.
In my experiences.
Yeah. In your long life?
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it.
And poor, poor little Madison.
Oh, God. She got her dress at Goodwill.
She's just irate. Like, she can't control.
She's a 15-year-old teenager.
Well, it's like she's mad and she's sad and she's happy all on a level 100. It's like she has no chill.
Yeah, and I hate to repeat it, but the dress came from Goodwill from a 65-year-old woman who wore it to her daughter's wedding. I don't know.
It wasn't that bad.
What?
It would have looked fine if it was in person, but it was on the webcam.
No, it was terrible.
I thought more terrible was her box dye hair and makeup.
Well,
that was worse.
The whole thing was terrible. Anyway.
Yeah, but she said Jenna made her life a living hell. I was like, geez, you give a lot of power up.
Yeah, and it sure didn't seem that way to me.
Well,
Hannah and Kate were a lot meaner than Jenna.
She didn't put a speaker outside of your room and blast you out of the boat like Kate
exactly.
And Jeremiah or Josiah, whatever his name was.
I think Kate and Hannah would have thrown her overboard.
Yeah. So that's over. We'll see if that comes back.
And Parker.
I
was obnoxious to myself. I hated his voice. Yeah, that's done. I don't know if they'll have a second season. What do you think?
I think they will. I think they'll have maybe Jenna come back, maybe Padgett and Ciara, but that's it.
Yeah, they need some new people.
Yeah. I think they will, though.
They need some drama with the engineer. What was he even there for?
Byron?
Yeah. Call so me? He can sleep with the captain?
I don't know. Well, they didn't sleep together. Is that what you mean?
They were in the cabin.
Oh.
They well,
you
made
they it sound
roommates.
Like you sound like they were sleeping together.
No. They're in the room. They're roommates. And the captain didn't even have his own bunk. That's how chauncey that boat was.
I know. Well, let's talk about Below Deck Med is new. Jenna,
yay!
Jenna. Hannah, Hannah, Jane, Jane.
And they're in Mallorca, Spain.
Yeah.
That's
and that,
fabulous.
Their boat is like a cruise ship.
That is like a four-story ship.
Yeah. Sandy said it's the biggest boat she's ever...
Yes, that was
sailed,
fabulous.
Sailed.
Driven.
Sailed. So, yeah. We got the female bosun, Malia, female yeah. Hannah, female Sandy. It's a all-ladies
all
boat.
Go, girl.
And then, of course... On,
women power.
Of course, on the deck crew... They have some bada bing guy who's calling her sweetheart.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
calling himself the clutch or something. Or like, what was he? He was flexing, saying.
Oh, what's his name? We don't know their names yet.
No, but he was like saying he
he's
was
the
like,
American.
Yeah.
Of
he
course.
Was he was saying he was himself was clutch or whatever. And then that other guy came on and he was like, yeah, him too. He's it wasn't clutch. I don't know what it was. Did you watch it?
I did watch it, but I don't remember. Oh. It's been a week.
So
yeah, it ought to be interesting because Hannah and Malia never liked each other. Cause on no. the last time Malia was on, she was having a thing with Adam.
Yeah, she was.
Speak of the Adam.
But Hannah didn't like Adam. She
no,
didn't like both of them.
That's not why she didn't like
no.
him. She just didn't like Malia because Malia was Malia.
Yeah. And Hannah already doesn't like her second stew, who she's trying to demote to third stew already.
She's being a little bitch. I don't like her either.
I know. Well, how about... So, did you hear... Did you figure out what she was saying? Hannah said...
About, did you see the beer? Or did
no,
you see the wine?
No, no, no. Not about that.
Oh, okay.
No, she said, what we'll do is we'll do sometimes you're on morning, sometimes you're on evening.
Yeah.
Or serving yeah. on evening.
So and that then, way you don't always have to be in the laundry room.
Yeah. And then immediately she was like, yeah, but you're going to be in the laundry room first. Like,
yeah.
She left it open so that she could demote her immediately. Because that because the second stew is supposed to be on service.
Oh,
and so
okay.
the first charter, she's putting her in the laundry room. That's what they were trying to say.
Who
and
else
she was
is
like,
there? I can't even picture
that dark-haired
who the other
dumb
one was.
Girl that was like,
"Oh yeah,
this
she's
is the
American
kitchen?
Too." Yeah.
No, she said, "This is the pantry," and he yeah. was like, "Pantry,
yeah,
galley,
yeah." But she's the one who had 50,000 other jobs.
Yeah, and she's been on another boat before, so
yeah. So she's the second, or she's the third.
She's the third, but Hannah's putting her in second place already because the other girl's pissing her off already.
Yeah, but I mean. She's got an attitude already. You can't come on the boat like that. Like she said, have you seen the wine?
Or, yeah.
And she gave her some crap because...
Well, I think that was a communication issue. Because she said, have you seen the wine? And the girl thought she was asking her to find it. But Hannah meant, do you already know where it is?
Yeah, it was just weird. But she kept like
yeah.
pressing it like...
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like, okay, yeah. so go find it. I mean,
they have to find these people in.
Yeah. I'm excited for this
in
season.
In the notion that they will be fighting.
Oh,
it's not
yeah.
just a coincidence that these people all come on. Like,
I did read online that Hannah got fired, though.
I did on page 6.
She quit or got fired?
I think she got fired.
What'd she do?
I don't know. I didn't read the article.
I have to say, though. I think she's probably gained 15 pounds.
And that's a reason to get fired.
No, it's because she's fat and happy with a new boyfriend.
Oh, so you think she's not working
I
hard?
I think she's not working hard. She's over it. This is how many seasons she's done. And last season she was over it and didn't have a boyfriend waiting at home.
True.
So I
Hannah,
think...
Hannah, Jane, Jane?
Yeah, I think she's just telling it like it is and she's not putting up with nothing.
Yeah, so that'll be good for us.
Yeah, who's going to be the new one?
I don't know. Kate's not coming back, so.
Well, Kate quit, but they're going to have to find some interesting people.
Yeah.
I think Jenna was pretty good.
Yeah, she was good.
Yeah.
She was mean enough.
if not for her and Adam's storyline, it really wasn't much of a show.
I know. They wouldn't have had much.
So,
and without her making Madison's life a living hell. I'm looking forward to, I guess we'll learn the names of the new people on Below Deck Med. But we have the cute guy, the one that was a model. That's like European.
Yes, he's the very long guy. He almost looks like a Abraham Lincoln face. He's got that chiseled, long face.
And then we got the guns guy from America calling everybody sweetheart.
Yeah.
And then there's that bigger guy that worked with that girl on the boat, another boat.
Yeah.
Then we have that dumb girl, the brunette, the third stew.
And the model likes her.
Yeah. Then we have the Italian girl.
Yeah.
And we have Hannah and Malia.
Yeah.
So we'll find out their names, I guess.
One's Alex. Somebody's Alex.
I think that's the Jersey Shore bottom being guy.
Yeah.
He said he's been sailing for 10 years, and he started when he was 15, but he's 27.
That's some good math.
Yeah. And that's why they said you should have stayed in school.
Yeah.
And he said he didn't know he was on an island. I think that's what they said, too.
The Mallorca's an island. Yeah. That's where Rafa Nadal's from.
Huh.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Why wouldn't he be like a surfer or something?
Rafa. He was a soccer player because that's what Spain is. But
football.
Uncle Tony said, no, no.
Well,
we're going to change hands because now you're going to be a lefty.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to take over the tennis world.
He's doing pretty well.
And so let it be done.
So Below Deck Med, we're looking forward to it. I'm just amazed at that boat.
It's beautiful. What's it called?
And the chef.
The Wingate. Which one's the chef?
He's the dark hair. He's foreign of some
kind.
Oh,
God, yes.
And he was taking too long, and Hannah was like...
Yes. What's going to happen with him? Because the meatheads kept returning their food, that one guy.
Yeah.
And so the captain said, Sandy said, let me taste that. And she goes, oh, my God, it's delicious.
Yeah.
And he's like, as long as the captain likes my food.
He was cute.
Uh-huh.
But
in a dirty kind of way.
I know. They're pushing it.
And Dorinda.
And Sonia is not in the show.
What do you mean?
What do you know about Sonia?
Oh, she's just being stupid. Yeah, exactly.
She's not in the show.
It's all about Dorinda.
Tinsley.
Ramona. Dorinda Tinsley storyline, which is really bizarre and ridiculous. And then Ramona against the new girl, Leah, and her sister.
Yeah. So this past week, they went to Nantucket, right?
They went to Rhode Island, Newport, Rhode Island.
Oh, they were in Nantucket last week then. And they got mad at each other because they wouldn't come to the table to eat the dinner. And so
that was still in Rhode Island. That's in their new portrait. But the week before, which we didn't talk about, that started the weekend, was Leah asking to invite her sister.
Yeah. Okay. And Ramona said no or yes.
She said
and no.
Yes. And then she said no. And then she said yes just for one dinner. Which just seemed, that whole thing seemed weird.
I know. Every storyline is just like weird. Like it's it doesn't like, even make sense.
Why is this such a problem?
I don't know. That Elise girl is like the new friend of
the
series.
She's the new voice of reason.
I know.
But I don't know. It's kind of like she ought to be the MC, you know, like to tell what's happening. Like, why are they so crazy? So, So then they go to that restaurant.
Yeah, this week.
This week.
And they won't.
And they all go to the bar.
Yeah, and they're talking to that guy.
You're from Arkansas? Oh, my God. I've never met anyone from Arkansas. And he's like, well, now you have.
Yeah.
It's like they were not into.
No. And they're like 40. Maybe.
Old broads. Ramona and Sonia all drunk all over them.
I know.
And then somebody said, Leah and Tinsley go over there and get them to come to the table. The guys will automatically want to talk to you instead of Ramona. Who said that?
Dorinda, I think.
I thought that was harsh. Yeah.
But the guy was like, this is your problem. I'm leaving. He like gets mad at them or like,
oh, I missed that.
I don't know what it is.
Well, they had all the cameras and they were screaming all around him. I mean, can you imagine that scene at a restaurant?
No.
I would love that if that would happen somewhere I was.
I know. One time when I was out in, when I went to Austin for my birthday and we were out for my birthday, they were filming some wrestler Some reality show.
Cool.
And they would let us go around them.
Oh.
I tried to talk to the cameraman. He said, I'm working.
Oh.
So, geez.
Dang.
All right. Geez.
What willpower.
I think I was trying to ask what the show was called. But anyways.
Rude.
Yeah. So, and then Leah gets mad and throws a ravioli at Ramona.
Yeah. Because Ramona's like, I don't have to sit at this table with you people.
Yeah.
I can go to the bar and mingle with my friends.
Well, I didn't see Leah have a breakdown last week. Did you?
She had a breakdown the first night when Ramona had told her, no, you can't bring your sister.
Oh, okay.
And so she just went crazy and like not a regular drunken rage. Like she, to me, she looked like she was on medication or something. Besides the alcohol. Huh. She was like throwing herself around. She threw herself on Sonia's lap. And Sonia had to like sit there and try to pick her up off of her chair. It was weird.
It was very weird.
Well. And then Tinsley walks over and is sitting next to Dorinda. And so her and Dorinda are trying to have a heart to heart. And all this craziness is going around all the table. And it's like.
Well, I saw in Juicy Scoop that.
It's just a shit show.
Leah's trying to get her sister on the cast.
Well,
and Ramona she did. And Ramona doesn't want that because
then it'll be two young girls.
Who's going to have to get the boot?
I don't know. I just think they need to come up with some better stuff or I'm willing to.
Why are they not on a trip? Why are they not doing something? They used to throw parties. They used to. Yeah, it's like they're going Rhode Island to fight in a small restaurant
at a picnic table
in a corn
maze? Patio. Yeah. And it's like,
yeah, I
want to see some, like, go to New York, go to these clubs, go. Yeah.
Well, I used to like it when they would do the charity events and they would have to plan the charity event and this is going to cost. Remember when they would do that? This would be a million-dollar venue and they'd be like, well, okay, I guess we can do it.
Yeah. They used to show Ramona's job. I mean, I guess Ramona doesn't have to work anymore. And Sonia doesn't have a job.
Well, they should definitely be doing charity still.
Dorinda doesn't have a job. Yeah, they should. They should be doing things.
And they used to do the skinny girl. They would go to their event. Well, they went to Money Can't Buy You Class.
Exactly. That was the best part of last season.
I know. So,
I don't know. Bravo needs to come up with some better stuff because the same thing's going on in Beverly Hills.
I know. You're losing it.
Beverly Hills.
Oh, except, one more thing.
Okay, go ahead.
Luann had to set the corn on the cob on fire to like sage the after Leah threw the ravioli, and somebody said, "What the hell is Luann doing?" They had like
I missed that,
like a you know a
like a cleanse,
like a Thanksgiving corn on the cob where it still has the
The husk.
So she put that in the candle and was like,
"That's what you, yeah, like you burn in the sage." Yeah.
And they were like, "What is Luann doing?"
She's cleansing the aura.
Yeah. So
I don't know what I must have missed that little segment when she threw the ravioli.
Yeah.
But yeah, Dorinda's losing a grip. I don't know what's going to happen with Dorinda.
Yeah. I don't know.
She's drinking alone in her hotel room. Not good.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah. She told when she got to the restaurant, she said, well, I've been drinking all afternoon in my room.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Yeah. Anyway, right. But Beverly Hills, there's a glimpse of interest for me anyway, because Denise's husband is a crazo.
He has dead eyes.
Wow.
Like he looks like he could rip someone's head off and not flinch.
Yeah. There's some, I want to know his background.
He said, stop telling me to be quiet before I break your hand off.
Yeah.
That was after the fight. So let's rewind. So,
let's do 2 hours earlier.
Yeah. So Kyle, Denise is mad at everyone for the threesome discussion.
They keep bringing it up.
This is threesome gate after puppy gate last year, threesome gate. And so she does not want to bring her children to Kyle's barbecue because they're going to talk about sex or threesomes or whatever.
Well, I think that's bull crap. She got confronted again about it when they were in Santa Barbara at Kyle's outing. Like, they all have to sponsor an outing.
I know.
they brought it up to Denise again and like wouldn't let it go. So I think now she's fed up.
How about that house?
It was amazing.
Kyle was like, come out here and look at the view. And they're all like, huh? I was like,
yeah,
wow.
They kept eating. They were snacking in the kitchen.
That's the edit.
It was so good.
I know they don't do that. But that view and that house, I was like, dang.
I know. So that was
the
weekend.
Well, Lisa Rinna is the one that's like,
yeah,
so,
she's the shit stirrer.
Yeah.
So, Denise, have you had any threesomes that you had to, you know, have in a part?
Yeah.
It's like, huh. Yeah.
Well, I agree with Lisa Rinna. For Denise Richards to say that she can't bring her kids around them, like,
yeah.
It's not like she's a holy nun that's like,
Charlie Sheen's kids?
Yeah. I can't bring my kids around Lisa Rinna. That is insulting.
I feel like when it first started, Denise had every right to be like, guys, my kids are at the next table. I mean, no matter how Denise lives her life, she's not doing threesomes in front of her kids.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But just
then for them to keep saying, oh, don't tell me that your kid. And then Erica, your little pet, said, ah, she's probably already had one. That's a little much. She's 15. Come on.
I agree. If I was Lisa Rinna and she told me she doesn't want to bring her kids around me, I would be offended.
Well, yeah, but they pushed her to that.
Well, maybe so.
Because I don't think after the first.
But again, they are Charlie Sheen's kids, so.
But still, that doesn't mean they know how to do drugs.
Well, I don't know. I don't have kids, but I'm just saying, if I was Lisa Rinna and somebody told me they wouldn't bring their kids.
Well, I think they pushed her to that.
And Kyle.
I am on Denise's side. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's not like, let's talk about the mafia people. They don't want their kids doing mafia.
True.
So it's like, she's lived a certain lifestyle.
That was a Tony Soprano reference, by the way. Not the mafia people that are just.
Yeah, not my mafia fans. I love you guys. No. So we've been watching Sopranos. Tony does not want his kids to do the mafia. Anyway. So same with Denise. But they keep pushing her and pushing her. Until she's finally like, I'm not bringing my kids.
Yeah.
I think she did that as a symbol and a sign and like a F you people.
I think I just don't like anything about Denise. So I'm on Lisa Rinna's side.
How about her outfit? She showed up at Kyle's barbecue. First of all, the others were dressed ridiculous.
Well, did you see all the scenes? It was like 2011,
yes,
2012.
And what they're wearing.
Well, I mean, if I was on TV, I would not be wearing what Denise was wearing.
Well, I think you have that outfit.
Well,
from Forever 21 that you wear like to go work out. That America shirt in red, white, and blue.
Oh, yeah.
The crop.
If I was on Bravo, I would be wearing glam.
But she's Denise Richards.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to glam when it's off time.
True, but I'm just saying, I don't dog the other people for getting dressed up.
Well, dressed up is one thing. Wearing the muumuu and the robe with the matching pants that Kyle, she is dressing like a 75-year-old grandma every freaking week.
Is it because of the bangs?
It's probably because of the bangs. I don't know what it is. Lisa Rinna had on a long thing. I liked hers. Hers was that floral with leaf pattern.
Yeah. I like Lisa Rinna.
I liked her outfit.
Also, they're talking about the kids. Lisa Rinna said, I don't know where my kids even are. She's such a bad mom.
Yeah.
But she owns it. Own it.
Yeah.
Own it. Own it.
And then Dorit's little girl comes over and she needs to clean her hands.
I know.
Something.
And Denise is saying the F word over and over.
Yeah. And boy, she jumped all over Teddy. She told Teddy, you're a shit stirrer. Because Teddy was...
Oh, I saw people saying, do we even need Teddy on the cast? And everyone was like, evidently she's the shitster.
So whose side are you on, Denise or Teddy?
I don't like Teddy either.
Okay.
I don't know what Teddy was even saying. I don't even remember her talking. At the table?
Teddy went to dinner with Denise before they did the Santa Barbara thing. And they were in total agreement that this talking about threesomes within earshot of the kids was really inappropriate. And then they get to Santa Barbara and Teddy's on Kyle's side.
Oh, well, I don't like Teddy either. I didn't even see that part. I guess I didn't watch that week. Yeah. I'm on Lisa Rinna and Erica Jane's side and Kyle's side.
Kyle, I don't know. Kyle is a mom, and she should know better than to talk about threesomes when your kids are at the next table.
I don't think she was. I think it was Erica Jane and Lisa Rinna.
I think Kyle was, but Kyle was the one sticking up for them in Santa Barbara.
I don't know.
And Garcelle needs to go. Garcelle can sit there and say whatever the heck she wants, and everybody thinks she's awesome.
Well,
I don't like Garcelle. Just take that. Well, she has no room on this show.
I don't know. I guess
her boys are cute.
I guess I don't have kids, but I don't know. They're on Bravo. They're on a show. Are they supposed to talk about? I mean, Denise should have known that they're on a show. Why'd she have her kids there, anyways?
Well, and she said that. She said, next time I know, I won't bring them. And she didn't. So now she's damned if she does, damned if she don't.
Well, and then Aaron getting involved in that conversation.
Well, that's making it so exciting. I like it.
If I was Kyle, I would sleep with one eye open because he's probably capable of killing people.
I just wish Mauricio would have been there.
Oh,
a little stoned. That would have been great.
I think it would have been like, hey,
come on
man.
Now.
Oh, no, man. Come on. Let's come everybody on. Relax. Come on. Yeah. And then they left, stormed out.
Yes. Don't say anything. Don't turn around.
I think she was saying that because he's capable of murder.
Wow. That would have been so great.
And if then would have beat Kyle.
Yeah. Well, that would have been good. Then we get to watch Brandy in the coming weeks.
What has she done to her face?
I didn't really.
That's plastic. She's been botched.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what she's done.
I need to rewatch it.
If it's filler, Botox, injections, facelift, she's been botched, in my opinion. She looks bad.
I think she's so uninteresting and vulgar.
Yeah.
But I don't know what she's got going on with Denise.
She has no place on this show.
I mean, I don't know what deal they made with Lisa Vanderpump left.
They have an open marriage.
That says Brandy.
Oh, I thought it says Denise. What about the happy ending last year? Should we be talking about that in front of our kids?
Well, no, her kids weren't there. She was talking amongst her friends.
You don't think that they looked at it on TV?
Well, that's the argument, but
I'm not on Denise's side. Own it.
Obviously.
Own it.
I just think it's really a stupid storyline for them to do it 3 weeks in a row.
Well, it's better than Puppygate. And Dorit's not really in this show.
No. How about her outfit?
It was like a see-through lace outfit. Like, well, geez. How about them sitting on the floor at that beautiful picnic table? I was like, it's beautiful, but they're all like trying to
and then
get
Teddy
on the
trying
floor
to sit down there with her pregnant self.
I know.
They sure have no regard for her being pregnant.
I know. That's what she said. They went to the winery.
Erica Jane had a thing and she goes, wait, I have drinks and I have seafood, sushi. Oh, no, you can't have either. How about some water?
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'll take a water.
I want to see Erica Jane practicing to be Roxy Hart.
No, that's not going to happen. It's all about a fight. Coming.
He had it coming.
They had to cancel all that.
He only had it. Well, she probably practiced still.
Yeah.
All right, well,
I wish they would say what time of year it is when they're filming.
I know.
Because in California, you can't tell.
You can tell in New York.
Yeah.
And New Jersey, you can usually tell.
Yeah. And sometimes they have Christmas because they'll have Christmas parties.
New York always has Christmas parties.
Yeah. When's Dallas coming back on?
I saw a thing
Well, we know Leanne's gone. Somebody was supposed to be fired.
Mexican?
Somebody's supposed to be fired. Who was it? The redhead?
Brandy?
Yeah.
For what?
I don't know. I read that she was fired.
She's like one of the only entertaining ones on that show. I don't like her, but
I don't like her. Cam's my favorite, but
I like Mama D. She's a bitch.
She's not one of the girls.
No, but I like Mama D.
Well, you got to have DeAndrea for that.
Yeah. So, I think in the shoot we have Salt Lake City.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure there's Potomac somewhere.
Yeah.
And maybe Dallas, or Dallas hasn't filmed.
I don't know.
So we might get two more shows before TV ends,
before we have no more. Maybe they'll do them live.
I don't see what they have to If they made it like more like a vlog where each episode was like its own, instead of a 3 week storyline about the threesomes,
3 weeks having a weekend,
I would watch that
in Nantucket.
You know, this week on whatever they're mad about this, and then maybe it continues tomorrow, but maybe it's not. Like, it doesn't have to have this storyline for the whole season.
Yeah, like let's just do reality.
Yeah, like a vlog or like
live.
Yeah. I'm still planning my house remodel. I'm still doing this, but...
Why don't they show Dorinda's house remodel? Her whole house got flooded in the Berkshires. That would be fascinating to me. Of course, that's me, but...
I don't know.
It'd be something.
Yeah. I think they should show everything. And they talk about Luann's show. Why don't they show Luann practicing?
I know.
Why don't they show Tinsley being the it, quote-unquote, it girl of New York? What is that... How do you get to be the it girl of New York? What
did
she
do? Did you see her dress? She came out with that floral...
That Barbie dress?
Yeah, with the big arms.
Yeah, I kind of liked it.
I love her style.
Yeah.
She's so frou-frou. Yeah, but it looks good on her.
She is.
I like it.
So, I have a couple of other topics.
Who else?
Well, the Bachelor rewinds are starting tomorrow.
We didn't talk about the Vanderpump Zoom reunion.
Oh, I didn't watch it. That's why.
Oh, really? Oh,
what good. Day was it on?
I don't know. It was one day this week, whenever it plays.
I didn't watch it. I heard Jack said it was his show.
Jack said it was his show in the finale.
Oh, yeah. And so he's doubling down on that? Or?
Yeah. The best part of the reunion was that Lisa said maybe two words, which was awesome. Her little square did not get featured. And Sheena Light, or the one that's Charlie.
Yeah.
They all unloaded on her because she said, listen to me, old man. She was talking to Jax. Mm. They all jumped on her case. And Stassi said, you need to learn some respect. You don't call, you're new on this show. You're new to all these people. That is not how you make friends. And you're a little twat or something like that.
I'm surprised.
Yeah. Well, Stassi, they don't know her.
But I'm surprised they wouldn't want to target Jax just for the hell of it.
Well, Jax, that was the biggest thing. But she was saying about all the girls, like everybody. Like, we got to get rid of all these old people. She's just being obnoxious.
She's rude.
Very rude and obnoxious. And so Andy said, so tell me, have you tried pasta yet? And it's like, that's the stupidest shit ever. And she said, yes, I have tried
it. What kind of a storyline is that?
I know. Like, why keep perpetuating that? I don't know. But, yeah, Katie has lost 15 or 20 pounds.
Wow. Was she looking good?
Well, better.
Good for her.
Yeah. I think... I found it, though, because Brittany's putting it on.
Well, married, she's just married.
So, it was pretty interesting.
Well, and Kristen slept with Max.
Yes. And she owned it. She said, hey, we're neighbors. He lives down the road from me. I'm single. He's single. What the heck? And Stassi's like, and you didn't even say anything? And she's like, why would I say anything? I mean, for real.
And
I'm surprised she didn't, because that would have been the storyline of the whole season. Why didn't she?
Huh. She's stupid.
Yeah.
He does look like Carter, though.
Yeah, he does.
Dark hair.
Dark, kind of ugly grunge. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, she said, yeah. And she said, not only once, twice.
Wow, good for her.
I don't know what that Max got, but man, he has slept with everybody on that show. I think except Stassi and Katie.
He's got BDE. You know what that is?
Big donkey.
Big big dick energy.
You said BDD.
I said BDE.
Oh. Oh, BDD, like, is what I was saying.
Yeah. Like, he just puts off the vibe like his shit don't stink.
He's pretty confident. I guess that carries a lot of weight.
It does. I mean, some ugly guys get good-looking girlfriends.
There you go.
Speaking of that, was DJ James Kennedy on there?
Yes, and he looks great.
Somebody said he looks really good. Is it because he's not drinking?
He looks good.
Like,
he
what?
Was dressed
what's
well. I don't know.
Did he put on some weight? Because I thought he was looking like druggy, yeah, skinny.
He had good color. He had, like, I just thought he looked very, him and
Raquel
looked terrific.
Wow, maybe Raquel saved him.
Yeah.
DJ James Kennedy.
Yeah.
It's not about the pasta, Lala.
Lala looked good, but Lala's got nothing now. She needs to just move it on.
I think she should be on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Wow, that would be awesome.
Wouldn't that be a twist?
Lisa's not going to allow that.
Lala,
you cannot go on a trip with Kyle. You need to stock the shelves at the dog food store.
Those ladies don't love you like I do. All right. Well, I have some Bachelor's rewinding,
like I said.
Tomorrow is supposed to be Sean Lowe's season.
How are they going to show a whole season? They going to show, like, just highlights or what?
I don't know. Maybe
they can't show, like, a whole season, or would they?
I don't know.
That would be awfully long. I guess we'll have to see. This is what they should do. They should show the first nights getting out of the limos and then the impression rows and all that. First impression rows. Then they should skip forward to, like, when there's only six girls left and show a couple of episodes there and then do the finale.
I can tell you, if I can remember back to Sean Lowe's season, I don't know how old I was. But remember, 12. We didn't think that Catherine wasn't even like even on the show.
We didn't even know who she was.
I know. Who did we think he was in love with?
Well, I don't know now. But when he picked her, it's like, who the heck is she?
This was before they had Paradise and stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. Because, see, he came from Emily's season. And he went to the final three.
And then Jeff 1F got picked.
And she ditched Ari for Jeff 1F. And Sean Lowe was number three.
Yeah.
So number three usually became the next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I might watch it.
Yeah. Because maybe we can now start to, like, notice her on purpose because we never did before.
Yeah. I hope that what's one season you would want to repeat? Any of them?
Emily and Brad. No, when Brad was the bachelor and he loved Emily.
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. That was the best one.
I need to see it again.
And it was so obvious that he did not like any other girl, did not want to be with any other girl.
Yeah, I think I remember that.
It was Emily from day one.
Huh. I don't know who I would want to see again.
And then when he picked her and they were so in love and then they watched back the show, she got jealous because he was with the other girls for the show, like you're supposed to date and everything else. And then they broke up. It was sad. I didn't like that.
Interesting. Ricky.
He loved Ricky too. He wanted Ricky. He wanted Emily.
Huh. I would watch that again.
Yeah, that was my favorite season ever.
I want to see Nick Viall on Andy's season.
I didn't like him
because I don't remember
any season he was in.
I know, but he was the bad guy. I want to watch when he was a bad guy because I can't remember.
Ugh.
And then he was on Caitlyn's season as the bad guy.
And then he was in Paradise as the...
No, he turned his character around.
But he was a doofus on Paradise. Like, and then, I don't know. He was never the cool guy.
And then he got to be the bachelor. So it took him...
He wasn't even a cool guy when he was a bachelor. I don't know.
No, but I like him now.
Well... I think he just was not portrayed in a good way. I don't know what the fault is, but...
The producers.
Yeah.
Well, I have a couple other topics. Total Divas. You're not watching, but I'm watching.
Okay.
Sorry, Total Bellas. Sorry, Total Divas was the old show. Total Bellas. So, the one that's married to the other wrestler, Brian...
Yeah.
They are trying to make their marriage better. And Brian struggles with a lot of depression and other things.
Oh, joy.
And so they go to Sedona and they go to this like Indian preservation.
In the domes.
And they like do an exorcism on him. And he's like rocking back and forth and like crying. And Bree's like scared. I felt so bad for her because she's like, he's like writhing.
Did
from,
they give him drugs?
No, they like closed the door and then like did some chants and like lit some fire. And she's like scared. I felt so bad for her. That was the gist of it. And he's just like saying like he doesn't like their lifestyle and he was expecting different stuff. Well, after he comes out of his exorcism. And he was expecting different things. And she's kind of like, I don't know what to do. Like, you just like came out of this, like she's like at a loss for words. And she's like, I want to be with you. I want to be happy. Like, I don't know what we're supposed to do. Like, I was like, wow, this is the writing on the wall. But they're going to have a baby because they get pregnant at the same time as the other one. But
maybe that'll make our marriage better.
It was very weird. And Artem bought an engagement ring. And they're going to go to Paris. Because they have a wine collection, the Bellas. They have a wine collection, and they're going to Paris to try and get it going in Europe. And he's going to propose. And Bree's saying, I don't think he should. So we'll see what happens next week.
But we know how it is right now, right?
Well, they get engaged, but I don't know if she gets engaged before she gets pregnant or after she gets pregnant or if she says no and then she says, I guess so, because we're pregnant. I don't know.
She's going to be the next one in the dome getting
I know. It exercise. Was so weird. And the Indian people were, like, pounding on his chest as he was like, I was scared. I don't know.
See, that's so real stuff. They should do that on the Housewives.
This show is the best reality show I've watched in a long time. They do real stuff. They're going to Sedona to try and make their marriage work.
Well, and they just don't sit at a restaurant table and scream at each other.
No, they don't fight hardly at all. Well, I mean, the girls fight sometimes, but they were fighting about putting a fence around her pool, and she said, keep your kid over there. So... there's that drama. I have a couple more topics that we could talk about.
Okay.
Call Her Daddy is back on. Did I talk about that last week?
I think you did.
So my boyfriend, yeah, I think we did. My boyfriend, Dave Portnoy, was the first guest on Call Her Daddy because she no longer has a guest.
He is the daddy.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a co-host.
Co-host, yeah. And Alex was just so annoying. She was asking him, of course, all these sex questions. And
I think she's so raunchy.
And he was just like, yes. No, butts, boobs, like, I mean, he kind of gave a little bit of interest, but
it's
like,
it's just immature.
It's like, she thinks it's so outrageous and he's like, boobs, butt. Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I know you listen to them, but I just couldn't.
Well, I hadn't listened to them for a while, actually.
It gets old.
Well, they were talking, I'm like, how many more sex positions and... yeah. Things can we talk about? Yeah. Because they wouldn't talk about their real life and they wouldn't talk about anything. So Alex said that they are going to try and make it more like a lifestyle kind of like.
Oh, okay.
Not
who did
just,
she date?
She was the one dating the baseball player.
But still?
Right now I think she's dating a hockey player.
Oh, she's got a type.
Yeah. Well, that's why Dave knows who she is. She's the locker room hoe.
Oh, a hoa.
Yeah.
Dang.
So... speaking of locker rooms, due to Corona, there's a lot of sports drama that I've kept up with because Barstool. That's the only thing I can watch on the internet is Barstool.
Yeah. I've been watching Cornhole on ESPN.
So
they wear masks and a face shield too.
I know.
Okay. Go on.
I think I think I'm as good as those people.
You know what? It's kind of like watching, I don't know if you've ever watched professional bowling. They make a strike every time, so that's not really interesting.
But cornhole, they don't make it in the hole every time.
Every time I watch them, they throw it in a hole.
No, the other day, they weren't making it in the hole.
Oh, maybe I was just watching some very good people.
They were making it on the board, at least. Sometimes I miss the board altogether, though.
Oh, sometimes?
Hey, I played at April's party, and I made it. My team won.
Well, good for you.
Me and this other guy.
Well, good for you.
So,
but cornhole I was watching, they make it in the hole every time. It gets boring.
I know.
So.
Well, but... sports are not happening, and I think there's a huge crisis in the Major League Baseball.
Oh, Major League Baseball sucks.
And I feel...
I think everybody's wrong. The owners and the players.
I know. I think it's crazy.
This is crazy times. You got
to
bend.
The most that I am upset about is I really want to go to the new Texas Rangers Stadium, and we're not going to get to go.
You're not going to get to go. Maybe there'll be a concert. Let's hope for that, because they'll let us have a crowd for a concert, but we will not be able to go watch a game.
Oh, Well,
that's what I'm saying.
Why don't they just sell every other seat or every two seats?
Well, they could if they came to an agreement.
Well, they're not going to have fans. That's the whole problem. I'm saying, why can't they have every other seat and still do stand on the dot in the concession stand?
Yeah.
One person in the bathroom.
One direction on this hall, one direction on that hall. I mean, don't go the wrong way on the aisle because Karen will get you.
I'm not going to keep calling them Karens.
Why?
Because I feel bad for the Karens out there.
It's really unfortunate. It could have been Gwen's.
Yeah, you're lucky.
But there's really cool Gwen's out there. You can't have Gwen's. Yeah. It's Karen.
Ooh, really love you.
That's Gwen Stefani.
There you go.
I'm just a girl in the world. Anyways, so.
Or it could have been Brenda's. Brenda's would have been a good name.
Or Sharon.
No, that's too much like Karen. It would have been a Brenda.
Or Kathy.
Oh, Kathy's.
Yeah. And I want to say that I've been calling annoying older ladies Karens for before Karen.
Because there's a real one at our Albertsons. That's I why.
I know.
And we would be like, oh, God, Karen's working the register.
Yeah, I know.
But
I
that's her real name.
I should have, like, tweeted it or something.
You'd be rich right now, maybe. Do we want to talk about Betty Broderick?
Oh, well, I didn't like it, but you can.
Well, I didn't like it, but the story itself is the best true crime spouse cheating threesome murder in history, in my opinion.
I don't think there was a threesome.
But a triangle, love triangle.
We don't talk about threesomes.
No, love triangle. Like,
yeah, I know what a love triangle is.
Okay. I don't need to discuss that with you, Denise, and your kids. Okay. See, you should have come to a picnic and been in earshot, and then you would know. Anyway.
But it wasn't a threesome.
No, it wasn't. She killed her husband after he wanted to divorce her after so many years and four kids. She would not agree to the divorce. She fought him on everything. And like it was a drawn out 6-year custody, everything divorce. This is all real life. And he ended up marrying his secretary, who was like 15 years younger than him, which really threw her over the edge. And she ended up killing them both in their bed, in their house.
See, this is a really scary story for me because I'm not married.
What
if I fall in love with somebody who has a crazy ex-wife and then I end up getting murdered?
There's a lot of crazy ex-wives that don't murder.
Okay, well.
Yeah. Anyway,
that's good news.
But so when she was arrested in the early 90s or the late 80s, I don't remember like when it was, that's when I would watch Oprah every day because I had my little girl. So it must have been the early 90s. She would come on Oprah from jail, from prison. And still,
on Zoom?
Antique Zoom type teleprompter. And she was defiant. She was still saying, I'd kill him again. He deserved it. I loved watching those interviews. And Oprah had her on often, had her kids on often, had the attorneys on. I mean, Oprah loved the story too, obviously. Then they made the made-for-TV movie with Meredith Baxter Burney.
Mm-hmm.
She was amazing. So then they have this show that came on last week. And it's like, ugh.
Just a side note, I feel like they're filming it like it's a horror movie anyways. Like, it's, like, dark.
It's not a real... Yes. And they're doing too much. Yeah, it's like they're doing
weird.
It. They're overdoing it. They're not...
And they definitely are making Dan seem like the bad guy.
Yes. And not that... I mean...
And he was gaslighting her their whole marriage. And that's why she killed him.
Well,
if you guys are not familiar with the term gaslighting, it means lying.
Yeah, that's like the new word of the year or whatever after pandemic. I think they're showing him in a bad way, and probably he was a bad guy.
Well, they have to show.
But they got her. Well, what about her? She wasn't like the perfect mom.
Well, they have to show a different kind of movie so it's not the same as the.
Well, if it's a true story, it's a true story. How are you going to change the true?
Well, but you know what I'm saying? Like, they're like...
They're twisting it. They're twisting it to make it look like he was overbearing and she was defenseless and had no choice. That's my take.
I had no choice but to kill him.
Yeah. She was driven to it. So I feel like...
I mean, there's pretty much no excuse.
Her kids...
How about the first episode, she drives her car into the house?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
That's gaslighting.
She did a lot of stuff like that. Anyway, if you can watch the made-for-TV movie, I think that's more... From watching her interviews on Oprah, that is... I mean, it's not like I just read, you know, other people's reports. She was on Oprah with her own words being like this. So I feel like when somebody shows you how they are, that's how they are. She wasn't sorry. She wasn't regretful. She was still bad-mouthing him to her kids. And she's sitting in jail in an orange jumpsuit. You know? So I will keep watching it, but I'm not liking it as much.
I just want to say to all TV people, I cannot watch 2 hours in a row. I cannot. So don't give me a show that's 2 hours. Don't give me 2 episodes in a row. Like,
you mean like 2 days in a row that you have to watch?
It was 2 hours back to back.
Yeah, it was the extended premieres.
I can't do that. Maybe I have ADD or maybe I'm just...
Well, Daddy kept wanting to know where was Dirty John. Because they called
it Dirty John. Well, it is confusing. That's what I said. I said, what does this have to do with Dirty John?
Well, I told him, I said, okay, forget the name Dirty John. It's about Betty Broderick.
Well, they shouldn't have...
Dirty John is just the franchise now. Yeah. They'll just have a lot of true crime called Dirty John.
Yeah, but that's confusing. I understand why he was confused. But I can't watch. If next week it's only an hour, I might be able to finish it.
I don't know how they can do it. I think they said it was 6 episodes.
Well, 2 hours at one time is too much for me.
Little baby.
For one, I get back from work and I eat dinner.
On a school night is hard.
I don't have 2 hours of leisure time.
Yeah.
Well, I do, but I can't watch the same show for 2 hours, so.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's all. Do you have anything else?
Nope.
Well, thanks for listening.
You're welcome.
Thanks for talking.
You're welcome.
Don't forget to subscribe, share, and like.
Yes. And
follow me on Lindsay R. Traha.
And
Traha Home. And we'll see you on the next one.
Bye.